Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Good Monday morning, everyone. As you know, it is Monday, and we're all going out there to try to do some great things today. So don't mind my voice today. This weekend, I was able to go to and enjoy some time with my wife and friends at the Patriots playoff game on Saturday. And it was awesome. We went there and had some really good times and was able to see the team win and move on in the playoffs. And next, they're going to have to face Jacksonville. My little sports tidbit for the day. But yeah, I wanted to just catch up with you guys. I know, voice or not, I wanted to just reach out to everybody and just touch base and kick off your week right, like I want to kick off my week right. So, and the good thing is that I'm not ill. It's just the fact that I was screaming my head off at the game, and now here I am doing a podcast with you before I go out and do my regular work week. So just bear with me, and I appreciate all of you still listening and taking the time to be able to listen to podcasts and things like that with Coffee Talk. Okay, so the Coffee Talk today that I shared on Connect and on No Finish Line Nation and on the blog was around getting your mindset right. And you know what's interesting is because I did wake up this morning and here's my voice was all crackling. I barely could speak. I was like, not really in the mood. I was like, you know what? It's a Monday. I just had a great weekend and now I got to get back to work. I got some projects I got to do, all kinds of stuff that was going on in my head. And so I started to skim around and look at some photos of things for motivation. And I always try to do that some days when I'm having a tough day to try to get me motivated and move in the right direction. So I found a image that I posted on Coffee Talk, the written one, and it was a picture of a notepad. And on there it had these little squares. And in the next set of squares, they had little goals that they had set for the day. And they were small ones. It was wake up, drink your coffee. It was dress for success. It was get motivated, conquer the world, which is not a small one. That's a big one. And lastly, it says smile more on there. And the person had put some checklists, little check marks in the boxes to be able to say that they're achieving these small goals throughout the day. And so it got my head thinking, and it's something that I do that I didn't really even put two and two together to know that I did on the days that I'm not really feeling it. I have to put myself in the right mindset because mind games is what half of our game is here. You know, we're in the middle of a journey where we're trying to be healthy. We're trying to go get focused. We're trying to do all the things that we have to do. And our mind starts playing games on us, right? Tricks on us. And we are more often not sabotaging ourselves because the brain starts to think of, oh, well, I could just eat that. Or, oh, well, why am I doing this? Or I'm struggling with the fact that it takes too long. Or this party's going on tonight and I just want to be myself. Or whatever else that goes on, our mind gets in the way. And Monday blues, as they call them, infamized or looked, is that a word? Infamized? I don't even know. So on the old Garfield cartoons, remember when he used to say, I hate Monday mornings, and he would hold up a cup of coffee and he'd be like sitting there trying to just get through the day. He had Odie around him, and he was just trying to be able to, you know, get through that Monday. And he felt like any of those days that felt like crap was a Monday for him. So that's the mind games, right? Monday's no different than any other day. It isn't. It is no different than a Saturday, a Wednesday, a Tuesday, or anything. And the interesting thing is that we get this mindset going that it's like the worst day of the week because we are coming off the weekend. It was nice and relaxing. But instead, we really should be looking at the fact that over the weekend, we recharged our batteries. We're ready to go and kick tail this week, whether you work or whether you're a caregiver, where you're a daycare provider, or whatever else that's there, that Monday should be great. Your recharging of your batteries should be able to have you go and kick some tail on that day. And some people do live in that space and they've changed their mindset, but I need some help sometimes. And I need to quantify the fact that if I need to get myself in the right frame of mind and the right place that I need to be, I need to make sure that I make a list, much like the photo I told you that I found. And so I'll put things on the list like my goal for today is to give this many high fives. So 25 high fives in a day. I know I've talked about that many times in the past is investing in myself by investing in others. And I give high fives or hugs or whatever else. And I know it sounds so cheesy. And here I am, a 6'3" guy with a goatee or a beard, bald head. And me wanting to go over and give people high fives and hugs is something that is important to me, because I'm connecting with others and I'm making other people feel good, because you never know what they're going through on their day. So here I am thinking to myself, it's a Monday. Blah. It's so gross. I don't even want to deal with this Monday. I don't even want to go to work. I don't even want to get in the car. I don't want to do anything like that. I'm just in a mood. I don't like what I look like in the mirror. I don't have hair, but my beard isn't trimmed up and shaved. Nothing that's going on is right. You know the feeling that I'm talking about, right? So we have to change that mindset that we have. We have to change the way that we talk to ourselves and change the way that we're setting ourselves up for success moving forward. So are you, and should you, take a look at a day where you're not feeling it? You're just not feeling it, and give yourself small goals that are going to help you to be successful for that day. Yes, it's any other day. Monday is any other day, but the mind starts playing games. So how do you set yourself up for success? What can you put down that's going to be goals that are going to be successful for you and set you going in the right direction? Stuff that's going to make you feel good about yourself and then feel good about others, and really just take away some of that negativity and start bringing in some of the positive aspects of the things that you do well. Now, the second part of this is you got to write those down. Okay? You've always heard me say, if it's on paper, it's on purpose. I heard that from some great leaders back in the day in my early parts of my journey with my current occupation. If it's on paper, it's on purpose. You write it down, you quantify it. It legitimately is something that will more than likely get done more than just a thought that rummages through your head of how you want to feel or what you want to do or what goal you want to achieve. So write it down. And you could do this on any day, to be honest with you. I'm using the image of what Mondays usually feel like as the catalyst to be able to kind of get you thinking in the right direction or a different direction than what you're currently doing. So write it down on paper, on purpose. Put little check boxes next to it so that way you can go in and check it off as you achieve them. And it doesn't have to be anything grand and crazy gestures. Small things that you know you enjoy doing that you need to do. I don't even care if it's going down to the local park to go to the pond to watch the ducks. Put it on your list if it makes you happy. At lunchtime, take that break whenever you're at work and go do it and look forward to that and put it off, check it off on your list of small goals that you achieved and celebrate in that. Help to put a smile on your face, because I guarantee you, if you just think about it, then work happens, and then time runs out, and then you're sitting there looking up going, oh, you know what? I wasn't able to achieve anything I wanted to achieve because I had too much paperwork to do, too much in my inbox, too many calls to make, too many voicemails or whatever. Life is just hectic sometimes. But if it's on paper and you post it somewhere and you can go throughout the day and weave it in with your regular day that you're working on, You now have positive influences that are being dropped in throughout the whole entire day. Small little things that you're doing to keep a smile on your face, make you feel good about what you're doing, and put you in the right frame of mind to be successful in the things that you want to do. It's really important to think this way, and I think that we all don't do it enough. We think to ourselves a lot of times, life is overwhelming, it's too much to handle, I've got, you know, so much drama going on, I got people sick in the family, I got dogs that are sick, or whatever else that's going on in your life. We get so worked up and so wrapped up around the negatives in our lives that we forget to think about the positives just every once in a while, right? Just those moments when you know it just seems so dark, you can really extrapolate and pull out some form of positive in your life that can help to change momentum and change the path of your day. And it's small. Remember what I said, it doesn't have to be grand, just small little things, small little changes that you can make to change the path of negativity into a positive world. Now, the other key to it is you got to want to do it. You know, we force ourselves. Sometimes I do. I force myself to write those things down. But after I write them down, when I achieve my first one and I put my check mark on that little board and I achieve that goal of doing something positive for another person or whatever, let's just be honest here, I feel great about it. And so the rest of them come a little bit more natural because here I am going, okay, you know what? If I can do that, then I can do these others. So let's go ahead and make this happen, right? But the forcing piece is when I have to write them down. Because I may be in a mood. I may be pre-coffee. I may be like, listen, I'm not in the mood to sit there and be Mr. Pollyanna today. I want to be a grump. You have to change the momentum of where you're at with that. Now, I know that there's clinical people that will say depression kicks in, or if a person is clinically depressed and or they have different issues that are going on, I get all that. And you should seek professional help because I am no doctor. What I am is I'm just a person trying to be able to do the same things that you're doing, and I'm fighting the good fight every day. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to set myself up for success, and these are things that have worked for me. Now, think about that. This morning, think about some positive things that you can do, make a list of them, write them down, and achieve those goals. Change the path of negative, change the path of dark, and go towards the fact that you need to invest in yourself to be successful in the things that you want to do. Your health journey is only one part of the equation, but it is a good result, though, to be honest with you, if you are in a good frame of mind. If you're thinking the right way and you're doing the right things and you're thinking to yourself, I can achieve things, how would you not be set up for success whenever you need to go and be healthy? Because you're making good decisions, because your frame of mind is, I can do this, I'm worth it, and I'm awesome, okay? So think about that today. If that helps you, I hope it does, because I know it does me, and I'm already starting to feel this Monday, which is great, because I woke up not feeling this Monday because I put those things down on paper, and I thought of some small goals, private ones and public ones, that I want to be able to go out and achieve. And then I also did this podcast, which helps me also to reframe my mind. That's why I did it with my raspy voice. So I appreciate every single one of you guys, and thank you for listening so much. And let's go out there and make some great things happen this Monday. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can, and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk, and make it a great day.